quiet on set. Quiet. We're about to film an epic life story. Lights, camera, action. You've garnered a major role for yourself. Congratulations. The question is, what is that role? Would you be surprised if I told you you don't even have to read the screenplay or even speak to the producer to guess your character? The reality is your internal voice is the screenwriter. If you want to sneak a peek at the direction of your life script, begin eavesdropping on your self-talk. What you say internally to yourself and externally to others generates the likelihood of your career trajectory. So, do you play the lead character or the supporting one? Does your storyline have a rewarding ending or not? If you're alarmed with the way your story is going so far, flip the script, because you're not only the screenwriter, you're the director of this Lifetime movie too. Get that? You're the screenwriter and the director. Welcome to Woman's Rules of Engagement, a podcast for corporate women. I know that began rather dramatically, but the failure of maintaining your thought patterns will have a disastrous impact on every aspect of your life. This is sounding a bit like hyperbole to you. You know, I remember thinking exactly the same once upon a time. I read a book on the theory of self-talk when it was first a brand new idea and principle and concept out there. But after reading the book, I thought, what a bunch of hooey. I mean, really, it is my hard work, long hours, expertise, and innovative concepts that distinguishes me from the rest of the pack, not my internal languaging and dialogue. However, I learned differently. Allowing willy-nilly, unsubstantiated, negative internal chatter to permeate your mind is the death knell of a fulfilling and rewarding career. You see, at some level, whether you recognize it now or not, you're allowing that internal voice to prophesize your soon-to-be-lived future. You've cast your vote to give up on all your potential by choosing not to believe in self and instead believe in that small internal diminishing prattle. This apparent small thing hugely impacts three really critical energizing components of your career and your life. There's a future component. With an expectation of positive outcomes, you're more likely to put effort into whatever it is you wish to achieve. Positive internal language taps into your imagination, so you're continually rehearsing success in a good way. It also promotes the belief that the best is yet to come. Then there's an emotional component. Moving from disheartened into hope aids in boosting productivity, enhancing morale, and producing positive bottom-line outcomes in all areas of your world. Last, there's an assessment component. This view has you assessing adversity as simply only temporary, not entirely your fault, and it allows you to roll with the punches, knowing you'll be overcoming soon. You're open to change that leads to making things better with this kind of attitude. All of this leads to what Duke University uncovered when they followed MBA graduates and found that upbeat thoughts count. Those who view the world through the positive eyes receive more job offers, earn higher starting salaries, and obtain more frequent promotions. Not bad for taming your internal self-talk, is it? You see, words set the limits for your life, and if you don't grab the reins and transform your inner language to celebrate an affirmative, optimistic, growth-building reality, you aren't providing a fertile environment to thrive and progress. Why not open the door to show up self-assured and proudly for the rest of your life? You can do it through choice. This topic is especially crucial for women's success since we're more prone to mitigating ourselves. Even if you believe you have an affirming internal voice, you may just want to pay attention. There may simply be one small gremlin living inside of you that once you beat it out of you, you're going to find that your life is so much better. Beat it out is a strong way of saying, tame it. Let's make sure we're on the same page before having a candid, career kick-in-the-pants kind of conversation, in a good way. According to Psychology Today magazine, the inner voice combines conscious thought with unconscious beliefs and biases. That voice is useful when it is positive, talking down your fears and bolstering self-confidence. But we know quite the reverse is true when your voice is not supporting your goals, not supporting your dreams, not having you learn things bigger and better than you knew yesterday, not when it keeps you small. Vigilance is a must. Research reveals all human beings have proclivity to pay more attention to the bad times happening in their lives and dwell far longer on them than the positive. You know, according to Dr. Bono, there's little difference between how men and women register their circumstances. However, women are more likely to internalize, whereas men are more likely to externalize them. You know as well as I do how important confidence is to women, as exhibiting this quality is counted as more crucial for corporate success than even your expertise and your education. I know, I don't like hearing that any more than you do, but it's truth, and it has to be truth that you own, because human resource professionals say confidence is one of the most admired traits in a candidate. You know, I'm not talking here about grandiose, false building up of self. Rather, I'm talking about focusing on honest substance, facts, and the reality of your giftedness. Those same HR people, 72% of them, in fact, said that they rate overconfidence as the biggest personality turnoff. And you and I agree with that. When someone's bragging and there's no substance, they don't show up very well in our world, do they? Don't shrink the potentiality of your world because you've yet to gain control over your internal chatter. Negativity sticks like burrs in your mind, and its ruthless tone chimes out thousands and thousands of times daily. Frequently, you know this better than me, at the worst times. If you recognize your own muttering and undermining thoughts and want to eliminate them to open yourself and your mind to your dynamic future, it begins by realigning your thoughts. I know it's easier said than done, but just because it isn't trouble-free doesn't mean you can't secure mastery in this area. And it's well worth every bit of your effort. So start off first with examining how you explain circumstances. You know, your interpretation is often more important than the experience itself. Think about it. Two people can walk through the same arduous situation, and one emerges raving about their learning experience, while the other is complaining about damage to their psyche. Second, stop leaning into the dark side of your mind, where nothing works and life as you know it is over. Switch your mental gears to focus on the positive, bright side of the equation because it's always, always, always there. Third, ask yourself, is what I'm thinking useful to my present and future? Only you can monitor your self-talk themes. That's what successful people have learned to do. If you don't like what you're hearing, reset. How? Start off thanking your brain. It isn't your mind's fault unhelpful judgments are swirling consistently around Your brain's primary mission is to facilitate bringing to being whatever you decide. Hear that. You give your brain the marching orders. Always. It's wanting to aid you, and it does it really good by keeping top of mind what you identified as meaningful, even if it's all the yucky around you. But your handy dandy brain is always ready and willing to support you in realigning your life script. So, thank your brain for being so good at pointing out all your failures and weaknesses. And then clearly and emphatically, let your brain know that there's a new mission and there's a new sheriff in town, and it's called recognizing all your wins. It's called supporting you. Don't worry if the old thoughts pop up now and again. Simply reset to your new standard of thriving. It's your responsibility to affirm who you want to be. Is it someone knocking themselves down at every turn? Or is it someone building themselves up? Once you've decided, because it is your decision, assert. I no longer choose to betray myself by finding fault with everything. Instead, brain, I'm asking you to be my best friend and point out all the great I'm doing and encourage me at every turn. And each time hostile thoughts surface, reset. Readjust your focus to what you're doing well, and guess what will happen? You'll realign your confidence levels to where it actually should be. What are a couple of tendencies you'll want to keep your eyes open for to stop them in their tracks before they do any damage to your life or your career? Please keep in mind, knowledge alone will not shift you. It also requires action, so you have to identify what's stopping you. Let's delve a bit deeper to identify key undermining versus optimizing attitudes. Which side of the equation represents you? Attitude 1, spiraling down versus spiraling up. Do you spend more time and more energy in spiraling down conversations in your head and with your friends? You know, the stuff that's going wrong, or the inept people you deal with daily, or all the troubles you run into. The minute you realize your conversation is unconstructive, even if only in your brain, turn the switch from spiraling deeper into negativity to spiraling up into possibility. The what can I, we do? How can I, we overcome the gap to get to the other side? What can I, we do to make things better in our world? Viewing the problem from an unworkable outlook leaves you stuck in victimhood. The very opposite of the empowering, smooth-sailing career you desire and dreamed of having. Attitude number 2. I can't versus I can. The truth is, all of us are magnificently wired, quantum thinking, problem solving, career generating beings. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to own your full power. When you lock into I can't before your amazing brain has an opportunity to weigh in, you lose. You absolutely lose. With an I can't attitude, you reinforce barriers to your progress. Conversely, as you say I can, creative energy is released that bursts into career-enhancing outcomes, and it just plain makes you feel better. What would you prefer hearing coming out of your internal assistant system? I can't untangle this process, it's too complicated. Or, I can tackle this from a different frame of reference, and I bet I'll be able to untangle the difficulty. How about, my boss doesn't see my potential, and I can't change his or her mind. Or, I know I can get him or her to see me for who I am. I just need to give a little more creativity thinking in my approach. One has you stuck. The other moves you into solution. See the power? Attitude number three, fear versus clarity. Allowing yourself to be mired in fear freezes your career before it even has a chance to launch. Remind yourself that the emotionally charged notions churning through your head are likely nothing more than false evidence appearing real. You have a choice to either move toward clarity and resolution or remain stuck in anxiety. Altering your attention propels you thoughtfully into the action that generates a way through or around instead of living in the debilitating inertia of fear. The rewards you reap for today and tomorrow are worth every effort you put into switching your viewpoint. This topic, self-talk, is really critical to your future because a positive attitude strengthens all your possibilities and the outcome of your career. I hope this resonated with you. I look forward to sharing straightforward, straight-on wisdom when you come back again to Women's Rules of Engagement podcast. But before we leave, one more practical tip. Research has demonstrated that by referring to yourself in the second or third, you know, the you or she, or even if you use your own name during this self-talk sessions that you have, rather than referring to yourself as I or me, you produce far better results. That one tip is pretty easy, isn't it? Challenge yourself to dig deep into self-talk. Are you improving or are you still stuck? Is your internal chatter supporting the course of your career or is it harming you? Gaining mastery determines whether you enjoy a satisfying, fulfilling career and life or not. You know, I'd really appreciate your thoughts and feedback about the podcast. You can reach me on Twitter at Nancy Fredericks or send me an email, nancy@thrivewithnancy.com. Much success always. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect. Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.